blindsided. That describes populations of human beings throughout history who could not accurately anticipate the events that were about to take place. Now, history takes place in catastrophic events. History lurches forward, you might say. It lurches. History is not a gradual erosion or a gradual change over time. History is shaped by catastrophism. This is much the same as what's true in geology, for example. You know, for many years, scientists believed that mountains were formed gradually over time, or that all major geological features were only created through gradual, slow processes, which may be true for rivers carving their way through a landscape, but it's absolutely not true for mountains and tectonic plate shifts and so on. In fact, what geologists have come to understand is that geological catastrophism is a much better explanation for what has shaped the physical world for, you know, far longer than humans have been around. And what I'm explaining here is that there is also historical catastrophism taking place throughout all of human history. And so the people never anticipated these things. The people living in, let's say, the 1930s in the United States, they did not anticipate Pearl Harbor. The people living in the 1920s didn't anticipate the market collapse, the Great Depression of 1929. The people living in the early 2000s in America did not anticipate the subprime mortgage collapse, nor did they anticipate 9/11 attacks in 2001 or the 1987 Black Monday stock market collapse. In fact, even just this year, almost nobody anticipated the failure of Silicon Valley Bank and the other banks that collapsed in the spring of 2023. Now, granted, there are a few people who have anticipated all of these things, and I'm honored to have interviewed many of them, like Peter Schiff or Gerald Celente and Andy Shechtman and so on. And some people would even say that I'm one of them, because I have predicted almost all of this that we're seeing as well. But the point is, we live among a population of oblivious people who do not see these things coming and who never saw the catastrophes that actually shape history. And so from this, we can explain that history is never accurately anticipated by the masses, only by a very small minority of people who are unusually well-informed and willing to speak out against the system. But for the masses, history unfolds in a way that blindsides them. And that's why I said blindsided at the beginning of this podcast. Now, we also can logically state that, because this is the pattern of human psychology failing to recognize the catastrophism before it happens, that this is, in fact, going to continue again. Since this has been a repeating pattern throughout human history, the rise and fall of currencies, the rise and fall of nations, the rise and fall of cultures, wars, you know, terrorism events, all kinds of things, discoveries, pandemics, biological warfare, that this pattern is going to repeat. In other words, there are going to be more catastrophes that people do not anticipate. So we could state accurately and rationally right now that events are inevitable and they are arriving, they are coming at us on the timeline that most people will not anticipate. And these events will involve the big things that have shaped human history, which is, you know, money and finance, currencies, war, pandemics, you know, these kinds of things, changes in trade, discoveries, government policies, and so on. So all of that is a given. And yet, most people live today in a state of mind where they believe, in contradiction to all of human history, they believe that now it's all different, that everything will proceed with a sense of normalcy. Everything's fine. Nothing's going to happen that's bad, and you shouldn't talk about bad things happening. And they believe that tomorrow will be just like yesterday because of something called normalcy bias. And of course, normalcy bias means that people look at the future based on their experience of the past, and they project the past onto the future, and they think the future cannot be radically different from the past, and therefore, you know, they don't anticipate what's about to happen. But history tells us that the future is not like the past at all, that things change overnight. World War I, set off by the assassination of, who was it, Archduke Ferdinand or whoever it was, set off a whole world war. One event can change the world, either in a positive way or a negative way. And these events are never anticipated by the masses because they suffer from normalcy bias. Now, we can also rationally state that the effects of the catastrophism, whatever catastrophe arrives at any given moment in history, its effects are exacerbated by the fact that the masses are oblivious to it. The masses did not anticipate it and did not prepare for it. Therefore, for example, if it's a banking collapse, the collapse hits the people far more harshly than it would have if they had been prepared. Make sense? And you can see the world right now. You can see things being set into motion that are going to blindside people in some pretty horrendous ways. For example, the United States thinking that it's going to beat Russia in a land war in Ukraine. This is already a catastrophe. It just hasn't been admitted by the West yet, but NATO and the US have lost that war. Russia has already won it. And the catastrophe that's coming, the reshaping of the world of commerce and the dollar versus the BRICS nations and the projection of military power and the protection of the sea lanes for transportation of cheap goods and so on. All of these ramifications will be felt, but they will all be surprises for the oblivious masses. Oh my gosh, this is a black swan event, they will say. It came out of nowhere. No, it didn't. I saw it. You listening to this, you can see it. Many of the people I interview can see it. It's only the oblivious masses who consider it a black swan event because they did not anticipate it coming and they did not prepare. As a result, they will panic. So we can logically, rationally understand that there will be panic sales of assets because of the lack of anticipation of the historic catastrophism unfolding in real time. What that also means is that individuals who do anticipate these events and who prepare in advance have an almost unfair advantage to ready themselves for the asset sales that are coming, to ready themselves for the currency collapse that's coming, to ready themselves for the war that's breaking out, and so on. And as a result, they can be positioned to actually to benefit from the dynamics as they're changing in real time in ways that very few other people were able to anticipate. And a good practical example of this is that right now you can buy silver at about an 80% discount because the government is artificially manipulating the price, probably making it only about 1/5 of what it's supposed to be. And right now silver's at what, like, let's say $25 spot price, and it should be at least 100, maybe 125, you know, depending on whose math you follow or believe. But the bottom line is that because of this dynamic, you can purchase silver right now at a fraction of where it will ultimately land in terms of its value versus the dollar as the catastrophism unfolds. The catastrophism is going to take down the dollar and the banking system and the United States government. The U.S. empire is finished. There's no rescuing it. It's just a matter of time. And if you are prepared for that catastrophe, which will change history, then you can actually find yourself overnight wealthy in terms of the assets that you have been able to protect while everyone else loses their assets because they bet on a collapsing empire and a collapsing currency, you see? So having the courage and the knowledge to be able to anticipate what's coming gives you, like I said, almost an unfair advantage versus the oblivious masses that suffer from normalcy bias. And they will think that you're crazy if you think that history will ever unfold again. You understand that the normalcy person, sometimes called normies, they think that history will never happen anymore. that from here forward, everything's just going to be normal and mundane, and the dollar is going to be around forever, and the United States of America is going to be around forever, and everything's going to be the way it has always been, and China is going to continue to manufacture goods and sell them to us in exchange for debt, and that nothing's going to change. All right, that's irrational. It's actually kind of insane, because so many of the dynamics that we currently live under are clearly unsustainable. And if something is unsustainable, then by definition, that means it must come to an end. And that's exactly where all of this is going. And so remember, if you're debating with somebody and they're a denier of history or a denier of historical catastrophism, and they think everything's going to be good from here forward, the dollar is always going to be king, and so on, they will seem to be correct every day up until the catastrophe. It's like someone living next to a volcano. They can live there for 50 years, say, well, every day that volcano did not blow. And they can say, I don't think that volcano is ever going to blow. And why do I think that? Because I've lived next to it for 50 years, it's never blown. And they can be right every single day for 50 years until they're wrong just one day, when the volcano blows and it destroys their village and buries hundreds or thousands of their friends and family members and neighbors or children under the ash or under the molten lava. You can be right every day for 50 years and then wrong on the day that matters, because catastrophism doesn't happen every day. It happens rarely. But when it happens, it changes history, just like a volcano that blows, or a catastrophic earthquake, or a catastrophic war, or a catastrophic act of terrorism, or a catastrophic false flag like 9/11. These all reshape history. And when these events occur, almost everybody will say, we couldn't see that coming. Yeah, they refused to see it coming. They lived in denialism of catastrophism. So this gives you a roadmap, I hope, that can help you navigate where we are, what's coming, and also how to deal with people who don't see it. Most people want to live with blinders. They prefer blinders because blinders make them, well, comfortable. Blinders are nice to wear. You don't have to pay attention to your surroundings. You don't have to acknowledge the discomfort of horrible things maybe happening. You can just sit there and you can say every day the volcano hasn't blown. Everything's good. I'm going to go ahead and build a house on the side of this volcano. I'm going to build my business on the side of this volcano. All good until the day it isn't. The world is shaped by catastrophe. And our world today, we haven't been teleported to some magical alternate reality where history has been canceled. We are living in the real-time first-person rolling out of history. And it will follow the patterns of the history that has come before us, the history that our ancestors managed to navigate and survive. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here. So take advantage of this knowledge. And if you want to look at gold and silver, by the way, if that's right for you, do your own research. Get your own financial advice on that. But our sponsor in that space is the Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company. You can find them at metalswithmike.com. Just go to metalswithmike.com. You can see their real-time pricing. And they have exceptional values and guaranteed insured delivery and outstanding customer service as well. So check them out. Thank you for supporting our sponsors. And in whatever way you get prepared, take action now, because history is unfolding and we don't know when that volcano is going to blow. Thanks for listening. I'm Mike Adams of naturalnews.com. Take care.